Welcome back to eBay Radio, where every segment is top-rated and all returns are hassle-free. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. You know, your sales are only as good as your merchandise, and if you want to increase those sales, and you might, you have to step up your product sourcing game. Well, joining us now to share her strategies for finding and listing better stuff is Miriam Otto. She's head blogger at the eBay Life blog, and she's known on eBay as Designer Shirts and More. That's all one word, Designer Shirts and More. Miriam, why do I think you're going to suggest that I need to expand my product sourcing horizons?
Hi, Griff and Lee. How's it going?
Good. Very well. Thanks.
Thanks for having me. Well, it has become extremely competitive. I hear a lot of people talking about, you know, my things aren't selling, that kind of thing. You have to really expand your horizons if you're going to find things that are going to sell really well. It has become so hard for us in our town to get items at a great price. So we've decided to expand our horizons and go out of town at least once a week. We call it commuting.
Okay. Commuting. Well, all right. Good. Why not?
Well, you know, there are many people who have to commute for work, and since we really don't have to, this is our version of commuting. So it's not really that big of a deal, but in our town, it's very expensive to buy merchandise, and the thrift stores don't really have many sales. So we've decided that once a week we're going to drive out of town and look for things.
No. What's... How far out of town do you go?
1.5 to 2 hours.
Oh. Ooh.
Okay.
So where do you live?
I live in Chico, California.
Okay. And so
and we're going to the next biggest city, which would be, you know, Sacramento area.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Do you use coupons and customer loyalty cards when you go shopping for items to flip on eBay?
Definitely. You need to do that. We use any coupons that we find. There are certain publications that always have coupons for various thrift stores. And because the prices have gone up, I mean, when I first started selling on eBay 11 years ago, I could get things for $1 or $2. But the type of items that we like to buy, they can be $8. $15, $20, you really need to use those coupons, and then some stores have customer loyalty cards. So those are two techniques we've been using to, you know, be able to afford the more expensive, better merchandise.
So at one time, were you selling tiny items that sold for $9, and then you decided to move it up
yes.
a notch?
Yeah.
I see, because that's my next step, I think.
Well, what happened is... Yeah, our expenses went up. You know that I have people working for me, so I can't really afford to list things for $9.99. We try to aim for at least $35. So that's one of the reasons we need to buy, you know, better merchandise.
Right, and I was just going to say, if you're going to use a baseline value of $35, that cuts out a lot of merchandise that otherwise you might think is appealing when you're doing shopping.
Definitely. I mean, if you're all by yourself, in your house, you don't have a warehouse like we have. I mean, it costs us $1,000 a month just for the warehouse, the insurance, all that.
Sure.
So if you consider that, I mean, you've got to be focusing on high profit items because it's costing me $3-4 an item to get that stuff listed because other people are doing it.
And that takes a little more time when you're product sourcing, but it's worth it in the long run, I would imagine. Like I see this Eileen Fisher white three-quarter keyhole sweater, when I see the name Eileen Fisher, I know how much they cost in stores. They're
exactly.
very, very expensive.
Right.
So yours says was $39.99, which means you had it for $39.99, not Eileen Fisher. And now you've got it for $31.99.
Mm-hmm.
So I can, Griff, I like this idea. So when you're buying your shirts, Griff, or when you're, you know, product sourcing for your shirts,
mm-hmm.
do you have an amount that you stick to?
Yeah, I don't really ever list anything for less than $20. The only time that I might is if I'm doing a deep liquidation of existing long-tail merchandise that hasn't sold. But under 20 bucks, it's just not worth it to me. It's not, I can't, the only way you can do that is if you have a desirable product in mass quantity, identical, then, you know, you can make it up on volume. But just like Miriam, my items tend to be one of a kind. And, to sell one of a kind items for, less than $20 or less, value of less than $20 doesn't work for me. It just, it's not worth the time and the energy and the resources that go into having to run a business on eBay and list it.
So Griff loves sale days at his thrift stuff.
Oh,
savers,
are you
and
kidding?
Things like that.
I feel like I've failed if I miss a sale day.
How about you, Miriam?
Yes, you must go to sale days and you must know when the sales are going to happen. For example, we had, oh, what was the last holiday that we had? Whatever it was. We were up at 6 a.m. We were there by 7 o'clock because you don't get a cart unless you're there at 7 o'clock. And, I mean, we spent most of the day at the stores that were having those sales because those are the days we can get things at a 50%, you know, discount, 50% off.
Right.
This is a job. If you want to make money on eBay, I mean, it's fine to do it for fun. It's great if you want to do it on the side. But, you know, people that are saying, oh, well, things don't sell, but you have to treat it like a job. This, you have to be out there and you have to, you know, take every opportunity to buy the best merchandise at the best price.
Although being an entrepreneur has its pluses, and I love it and I prefer it than to be an employee, it also means you have a job.
Yes.
Within that business, you have a job.
And we work most days. I mean, we work on the weekends. We were this weekend at the warehouse both days, probably at least, I don't know, 10 hours. So,
well, I've gone to estate sales and garage sales more often than I have thrift shops. I really haven't gotten into thrift shops lately. Are there certain things you need to know about the stores you frequent?
Yes. You need to know, for example, when do the stores that you visit on a regular basis put out new inventory. There are some stores that every single week they put out new inventory on the same day or at the same time of day, and you need to be there when that inventory comes out, because even, you know, there aren't a ton of eBay sellers in the town where I live, but there are some people that do sell on eBay, and then people that sell at flea markets. They are actually some of our biggest competition, and they're there. So I've got to be there. We've got to be there.
Griff, do you know when all of your stores
are doing sales?
Put new stuff up?
No, because they don't. Most of the places I go are constantly putting new stuff up. And I strike up relationships. I don't know if you do this, Miriam, with people in stores where you normally go, and they they're pretty upfront. You know, they'll tell us, "Hey, you know, we're gonna do X." But most of the places I go, there's new merchandise coming up every day. So I mean, like, when is the new stuff coming out? It's coming out in 5 minutes, and then another 10 minutes from now, and then another half an hour from now. But what they do tell me, which I love, is they'll give me a heads up of when a new coupon program is going to start. Which I like. That's good to know. Sometimes they'll tell me, you know, the purple tags are going to be 50% off next week or something. And that's inside knowledge, which is good to have.
So I love that Eileen Fisher shirt. And if it were smaller, I would be buying
it. Well, we can take it in.
If it were smaller, I would be buying
it. We can take it in.
Because I love Eileen Fisher. How do you handle stale or non-performing inventory? Is that why you lowered the price on that, or will you lower it again?
Yes, what I'm trying to do is I have a lot of merchandise that I just want gone. So right now, there are actually many things on there that are not $35. And, you know, we have several accounts. So I'm just trying to get rid of, we mark on the custom label the date on which each item was listed.
Yeah.
And if it says 2015, it is gone. I'm putting it on for $9.99, $12.99, whatever. I would like to see it. No longer in my store.
Because,
you know, it's just, try to get new stuff on there all the time.
So when do you decide I gotta get rid of this?
Well, right now, I start lowering the price if it's like, you know, 4 or 5 months. But if I see that it's 2015, so like a year, that is way too long.
Oh.
So, well, and the other thing is we're paying for a warehouse. And, I mean, if I kept everything, pretty soon we need a bigger warehouse. So it actually costs me to store.
So, Griff, that's the reason department stores and things turn over.
Oh, yeah,
over
you have to get it out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Really.
Okay.
Same reason.
I did want to mention one thing about a place to get inventory. I'm not going to say what the site was, but we spent New Year's, 2016, we spent, about $1,500 on this website that had clearance items, and we have sold almost every one of those items.
Really?
So it's worth testing, yes. Oh. And each item sold for between $30 and $40. And what happens is, toward the end, we have a couple boxes left, and now I'm just trying to, you know, get rid of those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it turned out great.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Well, she has a point. You have to turn over your inventory, or you'd have to have bigger and bigger warehouses.
Well,
in her case.
And if you, it's because people don't view this way, and this is, inventory is technically a liability. It's money tied up that isn't performing until it sells. So, having it sit there, people think, well, you know, it's like, it's an investment. Not really. It's just your capital not working for you yet. So the longer it sits on the shelf, the more it's costing you, especially if you're actually paying to host this inventory. That's why velocity is so important, keeping things moving.
Well, and some items also get old. And if they get old or they're not used, they will fall apart when the person finally, 3 years later, receives the product that they purchased.
Good point.
You know? Yeah, that's a very good
point. You got to be very careful. Some things do get old.
Miriam, thank you.
It's always a pleasure, Miriam. This segment was brought to you by BubbleFast. Dial us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. We're dying to talk to you here on eBay Radio.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news, along with all of TameBay's other seller resources, at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
If you've been relying on TurboLister to manage your listings on eBay, or even if you haven't, we have two words for you, and they're not happy birthday. Those two words are 6-Bit Software. 6-Bit Software has always been the best and most powerful application available for managing your business right from your desktop. Now it's better than ever. 6-Bit lets you create listings offline, like you did with TurboLister, so even a slow internet connection won't bog you down. And just like TurboLister, 6-Bit stores your item info forever. 6-Bit also lets you organize your listings into folders. Plus, it does a whole bunch of other cool stuff that TurboLister never dreamed of, including multi-channel selling. Best of all, 6-Bit comes in 3 different versions, so you can choose the one that suits the size of your business. Try 6-Bit Software free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
listen while you list.